Here on Daf, Ayin Tes, Amad Aleph. We have the Baal, two Taisvis, let us see the top Taisvis. Kitsha Aviyo Baderech, Vekitsha Atzma Ba'ir. We hear a Machloikis, Rav Shmuel, if the Yayma, the Mishlam Shid Shani, Shid Chadoshin, that means there is a span of 6 months between Nares and Bogres, and the last day of the 6th month, she's Olo to get Simoni Bagres. But we don't know when she's going to get the Simoni Bagres. And we're speaking about that the father was Makadisha the morning. She was Makadish herself towards evening. Then after the Kiddushin, we were Mavara that she has Simoni Bagas. The Shaila is, when did she acquire the Simoni Bagas? Did she acquire the Simoni Bagas after her Kiddushin, after her father's Kiddushin? So then it comes out that when her father married her off, she was a Naira. Or maybe she already had the Simoni Bagres in the morning. So we hear a machloikis, Rav Shmu. Rav says, Midahashta Bagres, Mitzafranami Bagres. Rav holds such a concept of a Chazoka Dahashta. We say, not knowing what she was before, we say that if she's now a Bagres, we assume before she also was a Bagres. And Shmuel says there's no such thing as Chazoka Dahashta. I can't assume the Torah's Vadai that she was a Bagris in the morning, since she's now a Bagris. So I don't know when she became a Bagris. So therefore, we don't know which Kedushin is a Kedushin. Mamela, therefore she'll need a get from both of them. So, Bim Taimas, let us see Taisus. Amai if legal Rav Shmuel b'chiyagav. L'chayre, the yesoid of the Shaila is, what was she when her father married her off in the morning? Do I say she was then a boigres? Or do I say she was a naira? That's totally if you go b'asa chazok et ahashta. So why do we have to mention that she married herself off? The din is on the father's marriage. Is she married or is she not married? So b'chiyai gav the nifnuku b'kitsha aviyo greido. So let us bring down a machloikis. Machloikis should be, her father was makadosh on the morning, period. And the shail is, what was she in the morning? Was she a naira or a boigris? K'mo the pirish, the pligi b'kitsha aviyo acha kach kitsha yatma, just like the emes. The Gemara says, we have a machlekes if she was makadosh herself also. Now you have a suffix in her kedushin. The whole shaila can be phrased with one kedushin. The shaila is, was she a boigris in the morning? Was she a naira in the morning? And the father was makadosh in the morning. So why do we have to come on with another shaila? She was makadosh herself also. She was a boigris in the morning. So then the father's kedushin is not chal. So her kedushin is chal. So why do you have to talk about her Kedushin? The father's Kedushin was not Chal, she's a Pnuye. If the father's Kedushin was Chal, so she's a nation, she's not the Shaila. V'ye Shloimah, so Taisvus answers, the Vadai loy pligi b'kitsha v'ye l'chut. There's no machloikis between Rav and Shmuel if the father was Mekadosh Allah. Why? Rabbehi moide Shmuel da'ina mekadesh. Shmuel is also moide da'ina mekadesh. Amrinen Hamed Isha Acheskas Pnuya Kmoishahoisa Koidem Shekitcho. Barehi Boigeres Lofonein. So Taisvus answers as follows. Vengdushi of Kiddush. So Taisvus says, Amoyo de Kizar. Taisvus says, if I see that she's a Boigeres now, so I have a Sophic Al Kaponim, when did she become a Boigeres? Did she become a Boigeres before? I don't have a Chazoke, according to Shmuel. But I have a Sophic Al Kaponim. Did she become a Boigeres before? Did she become a Boigeres later? So now, on this Sophic, I have a cheskas pnuya, a chazaka de mikolet that could be mevaya. That means, till the father was mekadesha, shizicha was a pnuya. Now I'm hearing a sofik, was did the father's kedushin change her status? So I say, yishtalon cheskas pnuya, which is a chazaka de mikolet. Avolato shekitcha avhiyatzmo. But now that she was mekadesh herself also later, Leke chazoke de pnuye. Now the head is not cheskes pnuye. The mimon of shech eishes ishi. Im ishum kedushe aviyo. Im ishum kedushe dido. Leke haisvor mishmoch yipolik shmo. So that's why the Gemara said that it is speaking about that she was mekadesh herself also. And the Pnei Shloimeh speaks out that it is speaking that the Sofik was first noilet to us after both Kedushin. That means that's when we found out about the Sofik. Now she made her Kedushin, and then she brought Simone Bagas. And now I have a Sofik. When did she get the Simone Bagas? So I know Klo, whenever she got the Simone Bagas, but she's zicha married. Either her Kedushin was Chal, or her father's Kedushin was Chal. But I know she zicha got married today. So Bishas, when we became aware of the Sofik, we know Klo that she became an Eishas Ish today. So therefore I can't use Cheskas Pnuya to be Mevaya when she became an Eishas Ish. I can only, so therefore, now I have a Sofik. Is there such a concept of a Chazoka Dahashte? I say that since she's now a Bagiris, so the whole day she was a Bagiris, or not? Ilema Beseich Shisha. Look at Taisa Shishonim. He says, the Gemara had a tzad that the Machlekes of Rav Shmuel is in the sixth Chadoshim. So Rashi's girsa was, if it's in the sixth Chadoshim, so then even though when she gets Simone Bagres, she becomes a Gedoyla in the sixth Chadoshim, but till then she's Becheskas Naira, so Rav would never say Chazoke Dahashte, because Chazoke de Mikore is much better than Chazoke Dahashte. The whole machlokes of Rav Shmuel is b'yoyme de mishlam shita, the last day of the sixth month. There, she's not becheskes naharis. There, she's not becheskes bagris. So there, we can clear a shayla. Perhaps there's such a concept of chazoke dahashte. But in the sixth month, so there's a chazoke de mikore that she was a naira. So chazoke de mikore is much better than chazoke dahashte. So I assume she was a Naira till I found the Simone Bagas. That's how Rashi learned Shal. Mitoich perish Rashi mashme, the boktkua besoichvo, umetzou boigres, mishimochi porich boho leimo rav, that she's a boigres meikore, bonim ravri boigres vlena hashtu de boigres. That's Rashi's gills. So the Taisus Yishonim is chaylik on Rashi. The Taisus Yishonim says the only time that Simoni Bogres help is the last day of the sixth month. But in the sixth month, Simoni Bogres will not help whatsoever. So Ve'einir the loylam loytamayer livger teichvo. Elamayri the bala fonenu. Achash ish, legasinam ashtohu debodu. So Taisvus says, so how is Taisvus, Taisvus Shishonim Deiris? Taisvus. Elamayri debol fanainu achash ish. Is mocher on Yiddish take a level. Hasht alol achashish. Bona mishmu chashinim lekdusha shnei. Amoshmu im ba neinaris labogas alashish echadoshim bulbat. Is mocher is not kairis. This in the middle. ושמואל, מה יש לו ממקווה? תייסוס הקשה, as well as the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara asked as follows. We learned, a mikveh shenimtad v'nimtza chosa. So it says that all the kelim, all the people that were tevil themselves in the mikveh, we assume they're vaday tmeim. And the Gemara understood, why are they vaday tmeim? Because it's hashta chosa lefanach. So we see from over here, we go basa chazake bahashte. So takasha and Shmuel holds, we don't go basa chazake bahashte to make a vadois. So the Gemara asks, from here we see not like Shmuel. Ve'im taima, so Tosfos asks, so what do you want to prove from this Mishnah that we go basa chazake bahashte? Le'rav nami tikshi. This Mishnah is a Kashan Rav also. Ad kan lekoma Rav de mitzafre nami begeres habyivat, but Rav said, you go bosa chazoket bahashte, elimishum deleke chazoket denaris kdepesh bekuntre. There was no chazoket de mikore. The last day of the sixth month, there's no chazoket whatsoever. She can be remain a naira somehow, she can become a begeres, there's no chazoket whatsoever. So there, a chazoke da hashte can be machia what she was before, because they don't have a chazoke da mikore that is counteracting the chazoke da hashte. Avoli havi chazoke da nare. But in the case there would be a chazoke da mikore, moide rav to ukme achaskos, then rav is also moide that you stell on the chazoke da mikore. Chinami gabi mikve ike chazoke de sholem. So Tosfos asks Amir de Kekashe. This Mishnah is only problematic according to Shmuel. It's problematic according to Rav also. According to Rav, Rav only said you go bosa chazoke de hashta when there's no chazoke de mikore. But there's a chazoke de mikore, you see, don't go bosa chazoke de hashta. Here there's a chazoke de mikore, was a sholem. Here was a sholem. 6 months ago, we were waiting the mikveh, and we see the shalim. Now it's a chasar. So, you tell on chazoke the mikore, you should say it was a shalim till now. Not you should say it was a chasar till the previous month. So it's a kash and rav also. Yishloim the l'rav na mikoshim. And rav, it's also shver. No kachmu mishum the poruch lay the head yitvei. The kash is more boilet according to Shmuel. So Tosfos means to say like this. Shmuel b'chlal doesn't hold up the concept of chazoke da hashta. Here it says, the Gemara understood the only reason it's vaday tomei, because she's telling chazoke da hashta. According to Shmuel, you can't tell on chazoke da hashta, because there's no such concept of chazoke da hashta. That's the most gosh. According to Rav, there is a concept of chazoke da hashta. But here we wouldn't go bas a chazak kadash because it's a chazak of the mikore. So if we ask a kasha and rav, it's a kasha with a cheshbon. Taka we go bas a chazak kadash, but according to you we shouldn't go bas a chazak kadash since it's a chazak of the mikore. So it's a kasha with a cheshbon. And Shmuel, the kasha is on cheshbon, she all there's no such concept of chazak of the mikore. Of chazak kadash. So Mamela, why do we go bas a chazak kadash? That's what Tosfos answers. Rabbi Kevega wants to say a beautiful teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Kevega says as follows. The Gemara all along knew by a mikveh you have two chazokes which are oimed to be mevarah the sof. That means what has been begashen be. The mikveh was nimdad reish chodesh nisan, who was a mikveh shleim, was nimdad now, I was toivel kalim, or I was toivel kalim, reish chodesh tamuz. So now I have a shaila, what was the matzav of the mikveh reish chodesh tamuz? That's my shaila. So, I have over here a few factors that could be mevara lisov. Mitzad echot, I have a cheska shleime. It was shalim from the Goldman. I don't know what's chosa. I should assume that it was shalim. So memele, So I should assume that Teresh Chodesh Tammuz, it was Shabbat. That's the Chazak in the Mikore of the Mikre. I have another Chazak in the Mikore of the Kalim. The Kalim were Tomei till now. Now I have a Suffolk. Did their status change with the Tumah? And the Suffolk was the Mikragans of the Mikranakam. So I tell the Kalim on their Chazak in the Mikore, I say that the Kalim remained from it, and the Mikra was Chosavet. So the Etzim, if I have a Suffolk, what the Mikra was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, I have a Chazak in the Chazak. I have a Chazak. The Cheska Shleima is telling me that Mikra was Sholem. The Cheskes Tuma of the Kalim is telling me that the Mikra was Chosavet, and the Kalim are still talking. They have a chazaki connected chazaki. So what happens with a chazaki connected chazaki? So they cancel out. So maybe they cancel out. You don't have a chazaki. The Mikra tell me anything. So now I have a chazaki to hashte. Zot Rabbi Kivega, some a mele, and Rav, there's no kasha there. What was Taisu's kasha? That Rav also is moide. When there's a chazaki, the Mikra, a chazaki to hashte is worthless. That's right. You have a chazak in the mikor and a chazak in the hashta, the chazak in the hashta is worthless. But here you have two contradictory chazak in the mikor. You have a chazak in the mikor of the mikveh, which tells me that the mikveh was sholem Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. You have a chazak in the mikor and the kalim, which is telling me that the mikveh was chosar Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So they cancel out. So why do you say that the kalim avadai from it? Because you have a chazak in the hashta. So Rav is very good. But according to Shmuel doesn't hold of Chazak in the Hashte. There's no such thing as Chazak in the Hashte. So Memele, so the Chazak in the Mikore is canceled out. I don't know from Chazak in the Mikore. Chazak in the Hashte is also, there's no such thing as a Chazak in the Hashte to be Mevarat. So why is it Vatai Tome? That was the Gemara's Kasha Hashte. So what did the Gemara answer according to the Shmuel? The Gemara answers Tartel Reis. What Tartel Reis? You have here two chazokas. So two chazokas alone, you're 100% right, they'll cancel out. You have a suffix. Chazoka da hashte is not a chazoka that can be mevara, to say just like it's now, bevada it was before. It's not a chazoka that's mevara. But it's a factor that makes me assume that mishtama it was before the way it is now. It's not a chazoka, it's not a vada. But it's a factor that makes me think this way. So if you have now a cheskes tuma of the kalim, and you have to betziru with this cheskes tuma, I have a chazak in the hashtag, which seems to be showing mistome it was chosar then also, just like it's now chosar before chosar. It's not a vadois, it's not a chazak. But it's a factor that is a mocking to assume that it was chosar before. There's a greater mocking to assume it was chosar before, since it's now chosar. So the chazake of tumah combines with the chazake da hashte and overweighs the chazake of the shleima. That's what the Gemara answers. Not that there's a chazake da hashte, that's mevara. But the chazake da hashte combines with the chazake da mikore of the tumas kalim, or the tumas gavre, and that overweighs the chazak of the mikore of shleim. So memela, that's why I go boss of the chazak of the mikore of tumah, because this chazak of the mikore has with it a hichoche of a chazak of the hashte, which is not a vadai, but it's royal, it's tarif with the chazak of the mikore of tumas kalim. Now let us go further. We are on, this is the first line when the line starts getting wide. The fourth last word on that line. Ushmul, Maishna Mechokis. So the Gemara asks Akasha, I have Akasha and Shmul from Chokis. Lisanya. We learned that Baraisa. A person had one chavis, let's say it was full of 100 lugim of wine. And he designated this chavis that he has many chavisim of wine. And he designated this chavis, let's call this chavis Aleph, that is going to be mafresh trume from all his chavis of Tevel, and this chavis Aleph, and this chavis Aleph. There's 100 lugim in this chavis. And whenever he'll be mafresh trume on another chavis of 100 lugim, he's going to say, two of the lugim in chavis Aleph should be trume. And Chavis Beis, which has 100 lugim, and Chavis Gimel, which has 100 lugim. And eventually, after 50 approaches, so Chavis Aleph will be completely trume. And in the meantime, he was masakin 50 chavisim of Tevel. That's what he had planned to do. Hoya boidik es chavis. But now there's one problem that could be mekalkel this whole cheshbon that he had made. What will happen if this chavis aleph, which he is making trume and all his other chavisim, will become sour and become chaymitz? So then, he cannot make trume from chaymitz and yayin. So that is a problem, and that we would have to know when he was, we made that precious trume. What Chavis Aleph was? Was it still wine, or was it Nischan? So now we have a whole scenario. Hoya Boidik es HaChavis. He was Boidik Chavis Aleph. LaHafrish Oleo Truma Vahilu. That means he's going to be Mafrish Truma Kiseida, and all his other Chavis in of Tevel, he's going to be Mafrish by each of Rosh Tulugin from Chavis Aleph. And he's been doing this. Well, he didn't do it, but that was his intent. And then he comes again to this chavis to see what's doing in this chavis. And he finds that the chavis, I mean, let's say he had designated the chavis in Chaydish Nisim. And he comes in Chaydish Elo, and he sees that the chavis is chavis. So Mamela, now the Shaila is, what was the matzev of the Chavis between Nissen and Elul? So the Baraisa says as follows, Kol Gimel Yomim Vadai. There are 3 days, and exactly which 3 days we are speaking about, we'll see in Rashi, which is Amalekas Amalekas. But there are 3 days where there is no sun. There are 3 days I know clearly, it's either wine, there's no suffix in these 3 days. But after these 3 days, suffix. It says suffix. Let us see what Rashi says. Hayo boidek es achavis tamid. He was kaseida boidek achavis. Shalai tachmit. And it should not make sure it doesn't become sour, doesn't become chaymit. V'iniach oisa ha-chavitz, and he left this chavitz, li'yis mafresh oleho v'hoilech, he wanted to be mafresh from this chavitz. Klayma, li'yis seimach oleh, he wanted to rely on this chavitz, v'afroshas trumoiso, when he'll be mafresh to trumoiso. K'shebo lishtois meya lugin tevel, v'mokimacha, when he'll want to drink, he has a chavis of mei lugim tevel mokemacha. Oymas is going to say, arei shnei lugim, v'chavis ploynes, truma al mei lugim alol. V'chein oysetot, he was doing this kiseida, he was being mesakin, chavis in shel tevel, with this chavis alev, which he designated, it's also tevel chavis alev, he's designated, he's going to make this, for every afloh shall make 2 lugim from chavis alev to become Trume and all other chavis. V'achakach nimtzeis chaymitz, and afterwards we see that chavis alf is chaymitz. V'ein yodua me'emus eichnitzu, we are unaware when it became chaymitz. V'chal trume she'samach alem is eichnitzu, any trume that was created after it became chaymitz, leitikin, that did not accomplish anything. The Kosovar, the Tana of this Barais holds Yayin v'chaymet shnei minim, and there are 2 distinct minim. He cannot be mafresh trume mimin al shayne minim. Braisa says as follows. 3 days, kol gimel yom minvanai. 3 days, I don't have any suffix whatsoever. Garcina. That's the gilsa. V'loi garcina harishayna. We're not geiris the first 3 days, we're geiris all 3 days. Not elaborating which 3 days we're speaking about. And amayroi pligi boba boba bas. There's a machlikas amayroi min boba bas. Ike laman di yoma kol gimel yomim harishayim sh'ache habdike shabot ko motza yayin. The first 3 days, Reish Chodesh Nisni was Baidik des Chavis, it was good wine. So the first 3 days from this Bedike, Harei Hi Becheskes Yayin, Vada. That means, Afilu, it will start souring, but till 3 days, whatever the time it takes from yain to become this chametz, to become this kalkul, in 3 days it's still yain. Is harei becheskes yain badai v'chol tvolim shetola trumosam v'baisa gimoyonim misukonime. So if he was mavrish the first 3 days after the bedike, but she was mavar that it's vada yain. So the first 3 days there's still yayin there. Mikan veilach after 3 days it could become the skalkular suffix. So mameila what's that it says suffix? So in chavis aleph vavitume leyosa lezonim. That means if a zol will want to drink from chavis aleph. So, he can't drink from it. Maybe there's truma there from before, so he can't drink from it. I feel a little bit, maybe he was mafresh once. So maybe that afrosh was a good afrosh. So there are 2 lugim of truma in this arubis. There's 98 lugim of tabel. 2 lugim of truma. So, I feel now will be mafresh from some other place on the 98, but the 2 lugim of truma, so as all can you do. And now, on the table that he was mafresh from, designated in this chavis, he has to be mafresh again. The shemo kvar hichmitza. Maybe, when he was mafresh, chavis aleph was already his chavis. Lehoisa truma. In other words, so never was truma. So memele, so there's one on the omer, Mesechus Baba Basra, that says, the first 3 days of Adayayin, after Mikanva Eila, after the 3 days, it's a suffix. Ve'ikala mandiyama, there's another mandiyama, kol gimu yomim shalifne b'dike zu achayna shanimtsa achayna reu becheskas vaday chayna. The other way around. If I see it as pure chaymets now, I can be assured that for the past 3 days, it had a din chaymets already. That means there has to be 3 days of chimutz in order to make it chaymetz gomer. And if it's the third day, it's chaymetz gomer. So there was 3 days of a procedure that was being mechamet the yain, and all these 3 days it doesn't have a shame yain. Zushanim says choymet, biyadua shloishim yomim yesh and niskalkro. There's already 3 days that it was niskalkro. Mikan ve'elech, mikan ol mafrei sofik, avitrume le'osa lezorim. Biyachser v'yitrem. So now it's a sofik now. So we have here a dark area, and we have here a gray area. Before we go further, let us just see next to the last Isis. Kol gimul yonim min vaday, legasine na rishayin, da pligi bo amiroi. Dika laman de yoma gimul yomim harishayinim vadayayin. Mikan vi lo sofi. Dika laman de yoma gimul yomim achroinim vadayayin. Mikaitim sofi. The ikalamandi, I mean, there's a third mamma, the gimel yamim rishayim, vada yayim, gimel yam achayim, vada yayim, it's 3 times. Al kaponim, so let us look at this aloha of chavis. What does it say by the chavis? By the chavis it says, that in the gray area, which I do not have a idea if it was chametz or if it was yayin, I say it has a din safek. So looking at this halacha, the way it is, this is mamash araya to Shmuel. This is kvar b'tlak Shmuel. This is what Shmuel says. Okay. According to Rav, according to Rav, we should say it's about a chaymet. But for example, we will assume the way Rabbi Kivega had said, that if you have two chazokas to mi'ikore, which are menaged one the other, so the din is that they cancel out, and then you use the chazokah the hashna. So now we have over here two chazokas to mi'ikore. You have the chavis aleph, it was a cheskas yayin, eshchedesh isnu was yayin. I have chavis in the wabbe cheskas tevel. And now I'm playing a shayla, did their status change? So the cheskas tevel is telling me that chavis aleph became nischamet. The cheskas yayin is telling me that it was yayin. So I have here two chazokas, which are, one is contradicting the other. And now it's chaymetz for sure. So according to Rav, you should say, so it's vadei chaymetz. That should be according to Rav. According to Shmuel, that's ideal. You don't have a chazaka de mikol. You don't have a chazaka because one cancels out. And you don't have a chazaka de hashte, so it's a suffix. So l'chayre, this din of chavis is, was asking on Shmuel, l'chayre, this is gewaldic according to Shmuel. But the Gemara will show that it's not too gewaldic. That's we'll go a little further. So now let's go a little further. So the Gemara says, we have a problem with chavis. Here it says, it's a suffix. And this is a beraisa. This is a beraisa that it's a suffix. Veraminon chavis hamikve. I'm gonna ask Akasha chavis hamikve. By mikveh we also have the same thing. And by mikveh we said, mikveh shenimdad venimsachos. So there we said the kele marvadai tome. That's a mishnah. And here we have a beraisa that, tume, suffix, suffix devil, suffix, suffix chulen. So I have a stira, this beraisa from the mishnah. Maishne dohoche vada. Why by mikveh do we say vada? Who maishne dohoche sofik. So this is a kasha, which should be asked. Va'oma Rav Chanina Misurye. So Rav Chanina Misurye said it's a mordike kasha. Man tane chovis Rav Shimini. The tane of chovis is Rav Shimini. The gabi mikveh nami sveike mashve. He holds by mikveh. The kalim are not vadai tomei, no, they're suffik tomei. And therefore, if the suffik was noilet bershus harabim, so it'll be sveike toya. The sanya. We learned in a baraisa, kol tare shenasu al gabov lemafreya, bein bershus hayochid, bein bershus harabim, tmeyes. That is mamish like the Mishnah. The Rav Shimon oimer bershus harabim toheiros. Rav Shimon holds it's a suffik. In Bishus HaYochid, he doesn't hold of the Klal Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid, Sveikei Tomei. So it's Taila. It's also a Sofik. So it's a Sofik. So what did Rab Chanina Misurye say? We asked Akasha, this Baraisa of Chavis is mamish similar to the Mishnah of Mikvish and Nimdad V'Nimtzachos. Here we have a Stam Mishnah that it's Vadai Tomei. And here we have a baraisa that says that it's sofik tevel, sofik chul. So, this is a kasha. So, Rab Chanina Misurye said, samur dike kasha, and this baraisa is a das yechidi, it's going according to Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold of chazoke da hashte, and Rab Shimon also, Rab Shimon holds, by kalim, it's also a sofik. So this Baraisa says, by Tevel, it's also a suffix. But now, the minute we, that's ein, that this Baraisa is going according to Rav Shimon, so now we have a tremendous problem according to Shmuel, he says. This Baraisa is not a libe de ilchase. And what is that? And our libidel, according to the Chachamim, we paskin. It's vadai tevel. Just like we say there, the keli is vadai tome. So here we say that the yain is vadai tevel. Because we go boso chazok et ahashte. Aval a rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, tevel lemafrei, it's vadai tevel. So the Gemara says, it's vadai tevel. Why is it vadai tevel? Because you go boso chazok et ahashte. So memelem. So this is Akash and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hosom, Dikala Meima, Hamid Tevel, Al Cheskose. So Shmuel said, and Shudik, you have a Chazok in the Mikora there, before it was Tevel. And I'm clearing a Shaila, did it change its status? So I assume it still is Tevel. The Eima, so I say, Loi Niska. You're right, according to the Chachomim, will Shtel on the Cheskas Tevel. Because it's a chazaka de mikore. That's why. Not because it's a chazaka de mikore. Chazaka de mikore. Correct the Gemara and Shulte. It's a chazaka de mikore of Tevel. Aber adarabe, hamid yayin al cheskosoi. There's another chazaka de mikore. There's a chazaka of the yayin. The chavis aleph was yayin reshchoidish nissen. So let's be mamid the yayin al cheskosoi. Ve'ema loy hichmi. So the aim of Leichmit. So Shmuel said, what do you say Leichmit? Leichmit lefanach, you see, became chayim. So the Gemara says, no hachinami, arehi baigrus lefanayin, you see, she became a baigrus also. So Shmuel said, ashtu de boga, yes, she became a baigrus, now she became a baigrus. But before, I don't know what she was. So the Gemara says, osam nami ashtu da'achmit. I don't understand you. So say also, Ashtohu da Achmetz. There's a chazoke that it was Yayin. Now you see it's Chaymet. And you don't hold of chazoke da Ashte. So say, Ashtohu da Achmetz. So the Gmoren says, Osam talte l'reyese, oche chode l'reyese. So Bemison, we have to just understand, there's a big aor on this Gemara. This Gemara is merely repetitious. The Gemara est akashe Astira from Chovis and Mikveh. And the Gemara says, by Chovis it says that it's Sofik Tevel, by Mikveh says it's Vadai Tomei. So the Gemara says, you know, this is a Das Yochid that says Sofik Tevel. Chovis is like Mikveh. So then the Gemara says, so it's Vadai Tevel. Then all of a sudden the Gemara makes the whole Geratschke. No, it's Shver according to Shmur. No, it's Vadai, you go by Sofik Tevel. Well, so now you've taught the Lareis. I mean, we went through this whole thing before by Mikveh. So what the Gemara saw, this is a very shver ha'ore, the Pnei Yeshua is more of this, and I think the Pnei Moshe is more of this. This is a shverkai in the sugya. Why, what this whole shatel of Ataya l'chayre is not necessary. We already mevara this whole yesod by mikveh, and all we're saying now is chavis is equivalent to mikveh. Let us see Rashi. Maishna gabi mikve, the machazakina lay bechosa, bishori shayne, shini nachnu becheske sholem. By mikve we say that we assume that it's vadai chosa from when we became unaware of its status. Tektoni kol parish inaso gaba mafila bishusarab tmeis. Alma lav sofiku, it's not a sofik tume bishusarab. Ni sofiku av meima bishusarab tmeis. By mikveh kolchach betchilosa ishlimu ba'aboyim so. The mikveh betchila her aboyim so. The komach zekin eloi mehai shaite becheskas choso vadai. Bafal pikein, we say that from then on it's vadai choso. She go bosa chazok adashte. Umayishta gabi chavis itoni mikan alone sofik. Lemrinim ishaite desolk yodov milaboytkon hecht. Vamei rab chanine goris. That ain't a chanami. But this bereich is a das yochid, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon knows by mikveh b'shus ha-yochid toile. Kol sofik tume l'Rav Shimon b'shus ha-yochid toile. Because the first time we b'shmait ha-kamais is the needed. Right, don't mean the sofik soite, don't mean a shaglaim, whatever. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of sofik tume b'shus ha-yochid tvei kitom. Tevel am Afnei, Zeshe Niskan Adei Chobis Udam Ridim Bita Hashte Echmit Bikora Nami Choymit Bach Nami Neymir Da Hashte Boidros Bitzafa Nami Boidros The Gemara says, no, here's Tartel Reyeset because I have a Cheskas Tevel and together with the Cheskas Tevel I have a Rechosel of Anecha so that overweighs the Cheskas Yayin. Asha Einkein over here by Boigres, I don't have any previous chazaka whatsoever. I only have a chazaka da'ashta. Chazaka da'ashta cannot make badois. Only raises sveikas on what was before, but it can't be mevar any sveikas. That is Shitas Shmuel. Zokta Taisva Shishonim. Adarabe, hemed mikva al cheskosoi va'oima loichosoi. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is very interesting. We have two chazakas. We have a chazakah, let's talk about mikvah. We have a chazakah that the kelim were tameh before the tefillah. We should show them on chazakah, they're still tameh. This chazakah is l'chumrah. That means I'm saying the tefillah didn't accomplish anything. I have a chazakah that the mikvah was a shleimah. I'm saying, let us assume the mikvah still is a shleimah. You have your two chazakas. Now, if I'll assume that the mikvahs are shleim, I'll be meikel. To assume that the kelim are still tamei, I'm machma. So the Gemara should say such a lashon, adarabe. Adarabe, hamed mikvah cheskose ve'im aloichos, and the Gemara seems to be saying, let us assume the mikvah was shleim, and the kelim are toy. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Adarabe, why do you say like this? Say like this. I mean, please. You have two chazokas. So, stamazoy to pick out the kula diki chazoka. Adarabe. Why do you say lechumra? Say lekula. I mean, minish me, both of them are chazokas. So forget them. I don't know if to go after which chazoka. I'll go lechumra. But not to go lekula. What's the word adarabe? Loshin adarabe kosher. Davla meimer lechumra. If I don't know what to do, and I have to contradict me chazokas, I should go lechum. The Rishash and the Pnei Yeshua say a very interesting mahalach. The Rishash and Pnei Yeshua say that as follows. You have here two chazokas. You have here a chazok. That means, let us analyze what is our shayla. I have over here a mikveh that was Sholem Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's Chosar Rosh Chodesh Elul. I have a suffix what it was Thomas. That's my suffix. Fine. I don't know what it was Thomas. I toivled Kalim, Thomas, and I don't know what happened with the Kalim. Now, the Shairish of the Shaila is in the mikveh, or the Shairish of the Shaila is in the Kalim? The Shairish of the Shaila is in the mikveh. The Kalim is not a new suffix. The kelim is a poil yaitzi of the mikveh. That means, let's go to the source of the problem. I have it. My problem is, I don't know when the mikveh became chosah. That's my problem. But that's a shayla. In lemainav gemina, well, I tabled kelim as chedesh tamis. But the ikar shayla is, that means if I have ways of investigation, so I'll investigate the kelim. The kelim, that's not the shayla in the kelim. If you have ways of investigation, you have to investigate the mikveh to figure out the status of the mikveh Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So Mamelis of the Rishash of Pnei Yeshua says, that's the Adarabah. You're using the chazokah of the kelim to be mevar of the suffix and shudik. That's not the suffix. The suffix is in the mikveh. So if I stel on chazokah, you use the chazokah that is in the shayrish of the suffix. You don't use a zaitake chazokah. That this chazokah should be mevara what the status of the mikveh is. If in the mikveh, the mikveh has its own chazokah. So that's the adarabe. The adarabe is, this is the chazokah that should be used to be mevara the suffix. Okay. Taisves did not understand that the Adrabe means that we should assume, Adrabe means we should assume that it's Zicher Toyer, you have two chazakas, and one chazak is machmer, and one chazak is mekel, so what's the other rabbi? You should be same as them. That's a discussion. Mi hu hachi ikal lefushi, hechi safinin ala kachim. Could be the Gemara's kasha adarabe is good, because here, sometimes the sreifa could also be a kuba. That means we just said a blank statement that all the tares shenasu al gaba, all the tares shenasu al gaba are what? All the tares shenasu al gaba are tame. And therefore, if there was kachim, you burn it. So here, if you go Samech and the Cheskas Tume, Samemele, so that's right. So you burn it. I assume that there was Tame, that the Kaili remained Tame, and the Kachim became Tame. If you go on the Cheskas Shleime, so then there's a Mokim to say, maybe the Kalim became Toya. The Cheskas Shleime tells me the Kalim became Toya, and the Kachim are Toya. So how could you be mekel and burn kachim? Adarabe. That means this akula you're saying by saying it's vaday tomei. Adarabe. By assuming it's tomei, you're mekel and kachim. So that's what Tosis wants to say, that the word adarabe is not too bad in certain cases. That means if you're telling me I rely on the Cheskas Tumi because that's the Chazaka Lahachmer, so the Gemara says, Adarabe, you'll sometimes be Mekel by being Metamet Peteres Vadai. But I said, so that's good over here, the Adarabe. Abul Gabi Yayin Lekamon in Sheikh Li Yashiv Kach. But by Yayin, the Gemara also said, it said, why do we say it's Vadei Table according to the Chachamim? Because we stel the Yayin Becheskas Table. That's why we're Machmas. And Mal says, Adarabe, let us stel the Chavish Becheskas Yayin. So there, it's a Kula. They will say that it helped, that the Truma helped in the Tzayis Table. So here there's a question, why should say Adarabe? So that's what Tosis wants to say, that the word Adarabe is not too bad in certain cases. That means if you're telling me I rely on the Cheskas Tumi because that's the Chazaka Lahachmer, so the Gemara says, Adarabe, you'll sometimes be Mekel by being Metamet Peteres Vadai. But I said, so that's good over here, the Adarabe. Abul Gabi Yayin Lekamon in Sheikh Li Yashiv Kach. But by Yayin, the Gemara also said, why do we say it's Vadei Table according to the Chachamim? Because we stel the Yayin Becheskas Table. That's why we're Machmas. And Mal says, Adarabe, let us stel the Chavish Becheskas Yayin. So there, it's a Kula. They will say that it helped, that the Truma helped in the Tzayis Table. So here there's a question, why should you say Adarabe?